From the United America Network, this is Riverside Rants. Thought-provoking takes on current events by Riverside County residents exercising their First Amendment rights.
It's a jungle primary out there. Hey, it's Janet Dagley with another Riverside Rant. This one is for my fellow California Democrats. What if you received a ballot with only Republican candidates to choose from? It happened in my state Senate district more than a decade ago. And this year, with so much hanging in the balance, it might happen again in the race to succeed term-limited Governor Gavin Newsom. That's because, since 2012, California has used a so-called jungle primary system in which the top two vote-getters in a primary make it onto the general election ballot, regardless of which party they belong to. It's also, and more correctly, known as a top two primary. So far, the race for governor is crowded, with 9 Democratic candidates and 2 Republicans, one of the latter known all too well here in Riverside County, flamboyant MAGA sheriff Chad Bianco. I've been saying for months now that Bianco didn't stand a chance, since the highest he'd polled was a paltry 18%. But now it appears that Bianco might make it onto the fall ballot after all, with even less support than that. In the latest Public Policy Institute of California poll, he's currently running second at 12% to British American politician Steve Hilton, with 14%, who served as an advisor to the UK's conservative Prime Minister David Cameron before hopping the pond to become a Fox News host. The two are not only in a contest to become governor of the Golden State, but to outdo each other in their support for Donald Trump. Either would be a Democrat's nightmare in Sacramento. Meanwhile, we have 9, count them, 9 Democratic gubernatorial candidates. As a committed yellow dog Democrat, I would vote for any of them in November. But the way things are going, I may not get the chance. I don't even want to imagine a guy in a red hat taking command of our deep blue state. But that could happen if something doesn't change, and fast. The top Democrat in the polls is former Congresswoman Katie Porter at 13%, followed by Congressman Eric Swalwell at 11%, and billionaire Tom Steyer, whose ad campaign you've almost certainly seen, at 10%. Tied with Steyer at 10% is don't know, while the other 6 Democrats are polling so low that they are lumped together for a total of 30%, along with something else, giving each of the 7 Democratic choices an average of less than 5%. One of those, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, who entered the race just over a month ago, is said to have Silicon Valley money behind him, but its effect has yet to show up in the polls. My fellow Democrats, we have to pull this together, and fast. The California Secretary of State is scheduled to release the list of certified candidates on March 26th. That's this month. Just days after that, the official voter information guide will be posted. We have no time to lose. Someone, maybe half a dozen someones, must be humble and gracious and downright pragmatic enough to admit that this is not their year to become governor, and they need to do it yesterday. Any of them who hesitates needs to look in the mirror and ask themselves if they want to be the one responsible for electing a Republican governor in a Democratic state. The rest of us need to get behind whomever is left with our wholehearted and enthusiastic support. No one accuses Democrats of moving in lockstep, and it's clear we are more of a milling crowd than a marching band. But we have to pull together or risk having either a Fox News host or a guy with a toy badge and his feet on the desk in the governor's office. We've already had more than enough of the toy badge guy here in Riverside County. Promoting him to governor is not the way to get him out of that office, and the Fox News talking head is no better choice. Many argue that one reason Democrats lost the presidency in the 2024 election is that someone didn't muster the humility to bow out until it was much too late for his successor to gain the necessary traction. If you're one of those candidates polling somewhere between don't know and someone else, please remember that recent history and put your personal ambitions aside, and don't just graciously step back to spend more time with your family. Throw your 5-10% support in with one of the candidates outpolling you and work to get them into the top 2 of our jungle primary. Because I don't want to have to choose between 2 Republicans just because there were so many Democrats in contention. Let's outnumber Republicans at the polls, not in the race. We're the majority in this state, and by far. Let's not be outmaneuvered by the minority party. This is Janet Dagley, proud member of the Riverside County Democratic Party. Riverside.